Shalom to all. Today's office is Bikurim Daf Ches. So we are starting Zion Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Vav and the Vilna Source Daf. It's on Dalet Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basi Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And Mishnah tells us Zakonish Neilonis B'sach Shel Chaveray Mevi Ve'Eino Kairei. A person buys two trees in his friend's property. He's going to bring Bikurim, but he's not going to read the Pesukim. And that's because when a person buys only two trees, he doesn't receive the land along with those trees. So he can't say this Adama Shana Satoli. He doesn't have the Adama. He doesn't have the land. He only has the trees. However, Meir says Mevi Ve'Kairei. He's going to bring Bikurim and say the Pesukim as well, because according to Rav Meir, even when a person only buys two trees, he receives the land along with them. Another din, let's say a person has a piece of property which is watered by Mayan, a spring, and Yavesh Mayan, the spring dried up. Now he doesn't have a water source, or if it's Elon, the tree that the fruit came from got cut down, maybe the Enoi Kairei. He's going to bring Bikurim, but he's not going to say the Pesukim, because for all intents and purposes, he doesn't have land anymore. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, maybe the Kairei, he's going to bring and say the Pesukim, and we're going to explain why that is in the Gemara. Continuing on to the top of Chasamar Aleph, Menachag Chanukah, maybe the Eino Kairei. If a person's bringing Bikurim from Sukkot up until Chanukah, he's going to bring them, but he's not going to say the Pesukim. And that's because we darshan from Pesukim that we're only going to say the Pesukim, we're going to be Kairei when it's a time of Simcha. And after Sukkot, it's not called time of Simcha anymore. Where should we do him say, Reimer, he tells us, maybe the Kairei, a person's going to bring Bikurim and he's going to say the Pesukim as well. I think Mara begins discussing, Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina asks the following question, Kana Ilan Echad, if a person buys one tree, like on a karka, he doesn't get the land along with it. Shnayim, like on a karka. If he bought two trees, he doesn't get the property along with it either. So what's the difference between one and two trees? Echad ene mevi kolikar. If he bought only one tree, he's not going to bring Bikurim at all from it. Whereas shnai mevi venu kairei, if he bought two trees, he's going to bring Bikurim, but he's not going to say the Pesukim. And the question is, why not? What's the difference between one tree and two? And on this, Amalei Blazer told him, Milan did Srichan Rabbanin in Beis Vada Achal. You're asking a question that even the Rabbanin in the Beis Mesh didn't know an answer to. You only ask this question to cause embarrassment to the people who don't know the answer. And now we're explaining Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that even though the tree got cut down, for example, he's still going to be mevi the Kairei. Why is that? Rabbi Yehuda avadas ilan kekashin. Rabbi Yehuda treats this tree that got cut down like straw. In the same way that everyone holds, when a person harvests his wheat and the stalk has been cut down, he's still going to be mevi ve kairei. It's the same thing with the tree being cut down, because we don't really care about the tree, we care about the land. The person has land and the fruits came from this land, and therefore he's going to be kairei. Now something similar, Taman Tanin over there, Maseches Brachos, we learned in the Mishnah, Bircha Peres Ilan Bar Pri Adama Yatsa. If a person made Bar Pri Adama on Peres Ilan, on fruit, he made Adama on apple, for example, he's still Yaitse. Now Chizkiya says, "Rishim Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Drabuti." It seems to be the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, "Avdas Ilonis Kekashin." That trees that got cut down is just like straw, and we see from there that we don't really care about the tree; we care about the land that it came from. And that's why if a person makes a adama on an apple, he's Yaitse, because we're Mesiaches the apple to the land, not to the tree. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Divra Kolhi." This din from Maseches Brachos is according to everybody. Peres Ilon b'chal peres adamav, and peres adamav b'chal peres Ilon. It's just because fruit that grows on a tree is included in fruit that grows from the ground, because a tree is in the ground, or something that grows from the ground is not included in Peres Elon. A tomato comes straight out of the Adama, it doesn't grow on a tree, so you can't make all eights on it. But an apple, since it comes from a tree, which comes from the ground, one bidiyevet, if he makes Adama on it, he's Yaitse, and that's according to everybody, not just Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara continues saying, Rabbon Bar Kahana Ba Kumi Rabbi Ela, he asks in front of Rabbi Ela, Machalei Sadeh B'Kamasa, let's say Reuven sold Shimon his field in its standing grain. His wheat fully grew, and Reuven tells himself, you know what, I'm not interested in harvesting it, so he just sells the whole field with all the wheat. Halekech, what about the purchaser? Shimon, does he bring Bikurim from this wheat? So Amarle, he asked him, Lomalav, why not? Why shouldn't he? It's his wheat, it's his land, he harvests it, he brings Bikurim. As we further clarify this question, Ad Kedain Lecha, up until we understand, if the wheat is still moist, so it's still deriving some sort of nourishment from the ground, of course the buyer, Shimon, would bring Bikurim from it. But Afilu Yevesha, with the supply, even if it's dry, and it's not deriving any nourishment from the ground, Amarle, so he responded, Afilu Yevesha, even if it's dry, Afilu Ketsura, even if it's cut. Let's say Reuven cut the grain, left it on the ground and decide to sell the whole thing to Shimon. Shimon would still bring Bikurim. So the question on that is Me'ata, now Afilu Chitin, a person should bring Bikurim even from wheat that he bought at the marketplace. If you're saying that when Shimon buys a piece of property that has cut wheat already, he's still going to bring Bikurim, so why not also bring Bikurim from wheat that you bought at the market? And we know that we're not going to say that because Chesu and Beis on the top, Kacha Noimrim, do we say Halakech Ben Ashuk maybe Bikurim, that a person who buys from the market, he's going to bring Bikurim? Obviously not. He's not going to bring Bikurim. So how would you say that he brings Bikurim from wheat that was already harvested, but it's still on the property? And we continue discussing Pshita Domil. So the following thing is obvious. Machalei Peiros v'shir lekarka. If Reuven sold his property, but he only sold the Peiros and he retained the karka for himself, Hamaycher eni yochel lahavi she'en lepeiros. The Maycher, Reuven, is not going to bring Bikurim because he doesn't have the Peiros. He sold the Peiros to Shimon. However, let's say Chazer v'lachan mimenu. He went and rebought these Peiros from Shimon. Is he going to bring Bikurim or no? Nishmin Radal learn from the following. This is a Brais Maseches Tamura that discusses Esnan Zayna, the payment made to a Zayna for her services. purposes. And we know that if it was an animal, it's not going to be brought as a carbon. But what about the following? Nasan la kachim, if he gave her kachim, he gave her an animal that he already was makdish as a carbon, haril mutarin. That's mutter, because since it was already a carbon beforehand, it doesn't take on this din of esnan zayna. However, yenos shman muslasa is called over shakiyot be'karv l'gam mizbeach, asur. If he gave her wine, oil, or flour, or anything that could be karv l'gam mizbeach, this thing is asur. It's considered esnan zayna, and it's not to be used as a carbon. Now, what are we including by saying kol davar shekiyot be'karv l'gam mizbeach? Ein bechlal el parchila enovim v'atar shel shibolim. The only thing included in that is clusters of grapes and wreaths of stalks. And what we mean by kol davar shekarv l'gam mizbeach, that's referring to bikurim, because we know that bikurim is placed next to the mizbeach. In other words, if a zayna is given one of these things as her payment, it's not to be used as bikurim. Now, the question is manan kaimin. What are we referring to? Im b'shanasim la besnana, if the fellow had some grapes in his fridge and he took them out and brought them to the zayna and paid her for her services with them, of course, not to be brought as bikurim. Do we say the following? That if a person buys something from the marketplace, he could use that as bikurim? Obviously not. And if this fellow is using grapes from his fridge and paying the zayna with them, that's like she's buying them from the market, and of course she wouldn't be allowed to bring them as bikurim. What's this brisa telling us? Elokinan kamen, what's it referring to? It's where she owned the vines, and she sold this fellow the fruit. She sold him the grapes. And then he gave her the grapes as her payment. What do we see from here? The only reason why these things aren't allowed to be brought as bikurim is because they were payment for a zayna. But if they weren't payment for her services, maybe then they are allowed to be used as bikurim. Hadar, this tells us, maybe that if a person sold the rights to his payros and then he rebought them from the guy whom he sold them to, they could be brought as bikurim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.